love Kirtanananda Prabhu. Being my oldest friend, he is doing some nonsense things. He is giving peacock feather on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radhika and having something here.
And danda to ladies.
And danda to ladies also.
Crown
also. I told him personally that you are doing wrong. You should try to correct yourself. Otherwise you will go to hell. Very strongly I told. You should follow your Gurudev. Don't think that, oh, he has been passed away. And he is not. He is everywhere and he is looking after. And if you are not following, then you will go to hell. And now, you see. So, I dropped my proposal to go there. But I want it. But I don't know how. Oh, Krishna Visaj and Swami, that you must come. And he is dragging me there to be there. I think that very costly, very, very costly, they have made that temple. Very costly, new Vrindavan. If it is okay, no controversy or no opposition, we should go to help them all. And if opposition, I will not go. I want always their welfare. Go on. Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitangena Tasmai Shri Guruvaina Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kriparsindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namo Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Yang Prabhrajantamanupetamapetakrityam Dvaipanyano Virahakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmetaya Tarmobhamedo Tang Sarvabhutaridayam Munimanatos Tvai Vashmi, Tvai Vashmi Najivami Tvayabhina Iti Vigyay Radhe Tang Naimam Charanantike. By thousand and thousand of humble avenues, in the lotus feet of my transcendental Guru, Om Vishnu Parshishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same, thousand and thousand of my obeisances, in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parshishmad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. We are explaining Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yesterday, we glorified Srila Haridas Thakur in so many respects. If you want to chant, you should pray for the mercy of Srila Haridas Thakur. And try to follow his instructions. And how he was humble, tolerance. He was the embodiment of Trina Dapi Suni Chena Tarurapi Sahisuna Amanina Manadena Kirtanya. And that is why Mahaprabhu, he being coming from Muslim community, but even he gave the title of Namacharya. He was not only preaching, but practicing also himself. One can preach, but not following, then he is karmi. Where is that Prabhu? Drishtadyumna?
Yes, still some managing with the telephone, the arrangements for the next program.
Oh. What I told Prabhu just now?
Haridas Thakur was the embodiment of the Caitanya Siddhartha reverse.
What more I told?
You
Mahaprabhu glorified him. That one who does not practice, but only preaching, he is totally karmic. No? And who is practicing bhakti yoga, but not preaching? Oh, anyhow, he is Vaishnava. We should try to honor. But those who are preaching and at the same time practicing bhakti yoga fully, they are really Vaishnava. Those who are not practicing themselves, being in very solitary place, they are good one. But they have no so much mercy for others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself did. All his devotees, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, his disciples, my Gurudev Swamiji, all did it. So both. But not that you should give the practices and only preaching. Then you will be karmi and you are bound to go down. No? So don't do this. You should first be guru, practice, and then have some realization. Don't jump to ocean before you know swimming. Don't do. So first you should know. So you should practice yourself. Oh, you are not bound to do only 16 rounds. Never. Go on doing more. Develop your Krishna consciousness. Try to have a very high class of association. Without association, you will be weak and you will give up all these things. I have seen so many disciples, senior disciples of Swamiji. What doing? Oh, no.
Neck beard.
Not putting tilaks. No sign of devotees. Sometimes they chant, sometimes they not chant. Very weak. Now they are engaging whole energy in making money. They have forgotten the instructions of their guru. They think that he has passed, no one is to look after. Oh, he is seeing. So you should not think like that. Bhakti is like a current. Current. It cannot stop. So if your bhakti is not like a current going and developing Krishna consciousness, there is some loophole. Try to correct it. Otherwise, the water will be rotten. That is when bhakti will be rotten. And it will change into sense gratification. As we see, thousands and thousands of disciples. So I have come to help them and to remind them. They should not be weak. They should chant what they were chanting 20 years before, 16 rounds. Even they are chanting 16 rounds. There, where is development? Where? So we should try to know all these things. Chant more. You will gain more. If you want money, all money will come. If you want anything, it will come. As I told you. So you should do. Don't give your whole energy in business, making money. Don't make bhakti business. Understand? Don't make a group of singers very good in style and going here and then, singing here and then in a very beautiful way. Why? To make money. or this is selling of Harinam. It is big offense. Don't make a group like this. Without own self, you should preach here and there in a humble way. You should not sell your Harikatha. Don't sell. Other, you will be like Indian, what? They do like this. Everywhere they sell their, oh, how much pranami you will give, then I will go. At least 1 lakh rupees you should deposit and then I will tell 7 days Harikatha. Not like this. We should follow our Guru Bhargava. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, we should follow. So, yesterday we glorified Haridas Thakur in all ways. We should try to follow him. If you want to chant Hari name with love and affection, to have prema, to have bhav, mood, rati, then you should follow Haridas Thakur. Then we are coming today on the life of Srila Rupa Goswami. You know, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Vallabh, there were 3 brothers in Bengal, in Brahman family, very intelligent. They were very learned in Sanskrit, in Bengali, in Hindi, especially in Sanskrit, also in Urdu, or so many languages. And in their age of 16, 17, they were expert of all these things. Once, in the kingdom of Hussein Shah Bacha, Mughal period, he was the Bacha, king of that kingdom. And he was making a very high tomb. From where? Tower or tomb, same thing. Not tomb, what is tomb? A tower, very high, giving a clock there, like church, very high. So he was making. And those who were the missions. He was also there, who was making. Then king told, very good this building, tower is. Then the mason told that, king, I can make better than this. You can make? Very good. And he took him and he threw out from that very tomb and he was tired. Why? That he cannot do, he should not do any more better than this tower. So he was tired. And at once he became very angry. And he told to his one of servant, not servant, officer, at once go and call. He could not understand for what he is ordering. And he, at once, in fear, he ran away from there. But he was thinking that what he had told me to bring, to call. So, to save his life, he fled away from that and he went to another town. And he was very much worried that what king, how I can fulfill the desire of that king. He saw that in a house, two brothers were there, very young. And they saw that he was very anxiety. Then they called both boys. Why you are so anxious? I am in very trouble. Big problem. The king has ordered me to bring, but what I don't know. And if I will go, he will cut me at once. Then what that king was doing and where he was? He was on the top of tower. And mission was there. And he was telling something. And he threw out that mission from there. And he was killed. And he was so angry and he ordered me out to bring. But I don't know what to bring. Then he became to smile. They both told, oh, we will do. And they called very high class of missions and gave to that person and told that you should take these two missions and go to king at once. Now he took the two missions and he went there. And he did pranam. Oh, king was now laughing and smiling. Oh, I told you to bring, but I never told you. So I was so anxious. And where you went? And how you brought two missions? Who told you? Oh, I went to that city out of your fear that you will kill me. So, oh, two boys were there, young, very energetic and very intelligent. They called me and they asked me the reason why he is so much anxious. Then I told. At once they gave. Oh, I want that you should go again and call the two brothers. Very intelligent, over intelligent. And they called. And Rupa Sanatan came. And he became very happy and he gave both posts. What? Prime Minister to Sanatana Goswami. And named Sakar Mallika. And second, Rupa Goswami, private secretary, more than that. And third, Anupam, he made the Arth Mantri,
treasurer. Finance minister.
And they were working. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Mallika, Davir Khas. So they were working and that kingdom was developing. Wealth so much, reputation so much. King always dependent to them. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he was going to Vrindavan. In the way he came to Kaligram, that place. And they were very impressed. And Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He told to Mahaprabhu, oh, this is no process to go to Vrindavan with thousands and thousands of devotees. Then you will have to manage them, how to be there, how to take prasadam, how to host and how. Then how we can chant and. So this is not. Better to go alone with any sajatiya vyakti. Sajatiya, you know?
Like-minded person.
Then Mahaprabhu accepted this. And he returned back, but told that I want both, you and Rupa and Sanatan, that quickly you should come out of the well of stool. Don't be here. Very quickly. I'm going to Vrindavan just after some time. And I want that you should both meet in Vrindavan. Be with me there. Then Rupa Goswami quickly. Then Mahaprabhu went and he sent a message that I'm coming to Vrindavan. Oh, you should meet me anywhere. But Rupa Goswami left everything and he went to his village and he quickly distributed all the wealth to Brahmins here and there, and something he kept for the education and for the
maintenance
of Jiva Goswami. At that time he was a very little baby. And something he took and kept in grocery shop, you should give, you should help by this money to Sanatana Goswami to come out of jail. This, king, has given all his
responsibility
to him. But Sanatana Goswami, when he meet, he was now renounced. He began to boycott the council of king and to do anything. So one day he was with devotees in his house and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Some very learned scholar in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have come from Navadvip and they were discussing about that. King sent some messenger that go and see what Sanatana is doing. Then he told that he is well, but telling that sickness. But he went himself and saw that Sanatana Goswami is quite well and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Then he rebuked him. Oh, you are my elder brother. I depend on you. I have given all responsibility. And here you are reading this book with this. He told that, Prabhu, oh, now I cannot do this job. Please, you should make any other prime minister. He thought that Raja more priti kare e more bandhan. If Raja, king, has some love and affection, oh, this is my bondage. If my wife is so near and dear, oh, this is bondage. If your father left so much you, then this is bondage. So, world like is this. Our all senses are our enemy, especially mind, uncontrolled mind. So he thought that he should be angry and he should be against me. And if it is not, oh, then I cannot go to Vrindavan and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he made the king angry. But he told, I will keep you in your jail if you are not changed. And then I am going. If you are coming with me in battle of Odisha, you can come. Otherwise, you will have to be in jail for whole life. Then he put in jail. Then, in this way, Rupa Goswami came with his brother and met in Prayag. When he was meeting, then Sanatana Goswami, what did? He told to the jailer, that, oh, I have kept you on this post. So you remembering you? I gave this you post. So you are indebted. So I want that you should help me. Please take me out of jail. I told, I cannot do. Oh, king, kill me. Then he gave some golden coins, 7,000 gold coins. Oh, he was greedy. But he was
in a dilemma.
In the meantime, Sanatana Goswami gave 3 more. Oh, now 10,000 golden coins.
Saliva dropping down.
And so, some
water.
How can I help you? Oh. Then Sanatana Goswami tell the king that in the morning, very morning, I was going with him with so many
iron chain,
and he was to pass you stole. So on the bank of Ganges, I was with so many soldiers. Course, but at once he jumped in the Ganges, and oh, we cannot discover him where he is. So perhaps he's died. You should tell like this. I'm going to Makkah and Medina. And I will not return from there. So he took that bribe and he... So what became after? You know? You should do. If anyone wants to do bhajan, try to follow and Rupa Sanatana. How do we quickly give up all this wealth and all attachment? Attachment is what? Very bogus thing. So give up all attachment worldly. Then you can be Sanatana Goswami. What became? How he crossed the river and how he crossed the forest and went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On the
So after Sanatan, at that time, later on to be known as Sri Sanatan Goswami, when he was freed from the prison and he came across Ganges, he chose
in night, dark night.
He chose to take not the main road and go through the dense forest. Then soon he came upon a place known as Pathar. That's some hill range there, some small mountains. So it's very difficult to cross that place. So in the night time, Srila Sanatan Goswami,
with one disciple,
he noticed that in that place there was some people who were living. So he thought that maybe I can take shelter of them. So he went to these people and he requested to their leader if they could help Sanatan to go across this hilly track and reach safely to the other end. This person, he already had a friend who was a palmist. He could predict and he could know things because of his knowledge. So he had informed the leader that this gentleman who has arrived at this place has 8 gold coins. So since this person was by his profession a dacoit and they're always greedy for money, so he was very happy to hear this news. This was, without making any endeavor, the money has come to his place. So he offered very nice hospitable situation to Sanatan and told him that you can go and take bath in Ganges and we are giving you food stuff, you can do your cooking and you can stay overnight. And then in the morning, we can make arrangements that you can be taken out from this hilly track. So Sanatan Goswami with his servant Isham, he went and he took bath in Ganges, and after taking his meal, he was thinking, because he is very intelligent, and as we heard, that he was at such a high position assisting the king, so we can have some idea how intelligent and wise Sanatan was. Now, he was contemplating that this person, I have no relationship with him. So why is he being so nice to me? There must be some reason behind it. So he immediately inquired from his servant that, do you have any money with you? And the servant replied, yes, I have 7 gold coins. And Sanatan said, give it to me quickly. So he took those gold coins and he came to that gang leader and offered those 7 gold coins to that dacoit, who, upon seeing those gold coins, became very happy, and he said, smilingly, good, you did very nice, you are very intelligent. I knew already that you had 8 gold coins, and I had planned to kill you in the night while you will be sleeping. So you have saved me from committing great sin. I'm very happy with you. You can keep these coins, and I'll make arrangements to take you out from this hilly track because on religious grounds. Then Sanatan said, no, thank you very much. You should keep these gold coins because if you don't take from me, someone else will try to kill me for this. So you can keep it. So instead of waiting for morning, Sanatan Goswami, with the help of that dacoit, the arrangements he made, he crossed over that hilly track, and after coming out from that place, he immediately turned towards his servant, Isham, and he said, do you have anything more? And Isham said, yes, I have 1 more gold coin. He said, take this and you should go back. You're not qualified to be with me because you don't have full faith in Krishna. You are not surrendering completely. You still have some affiliation or sense of shelter towards money instead of completely 100% taking shelter of Krishna and being in situation as arranged by him. So after sending him away, Sanatan Goswami proceeded further and he came to a place called
Hajipur.
At that place, he came to meet person known as Srikant, who is the husband of Sanatan's sister. When Srikant, he saw Sanatan, he was very happy to meet him, and he offered him a place to stay. And Srikant also was at that time employed at a very high position on behalf of king. He used to purchase horses for the king, so he had so much money. So he gave nice welcome to Sanatan, and Sanatan apprised him of all the events he went through, how he was imprisoned, and then he got released, and now he was heading towards to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Srikant tried that Sanatan Prabhu should stay with him for another 2-3 days, and also get dressed up because of traveling in the forest and not being able to eat properly. He was not very clean, he was dirty and everything, so he requested for that. Yeah. So, but Sanatan refused. He said, no, I must immediately go to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because also in this situation, it's not very safe for me, so I want to proceed quickly. Then, after so much insisting, Sanatan accepted one quilt, very nice, good quality quilt from this Srikant, and he marched forward to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Varanasi.
Bash. Thank you. Very good. So he was way to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, and he was for some time there. And when he was in Vrindavan, he feared that if I am here, then all will know that I am Krishna. He was remembering all the places, and he used to come in the form of Krishna there. So very soon, he left that place, and he was returning from there. And he was coming through Ganges. So when he reached in Prayag, after 1-2 days, and he was on the bank of Prayag, where three rivers, or Triveni is there. In the meantime, lakhs and lakhs devotees coming to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Bol and Hari Bol, all became... So all became mad after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All. They were all uttering Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Then in the meantime, Roop and Anupam, younger brother, oh, they saw that Mahaprabhu is surrounded by so many. So he was in one corner, waiting. And in evening, in the night, when Mahaprabhu was in a Brahmin's house, Sanodiya Brahman or anyone.
Sanodiya Brahman.
And he was in his house, and there lonely Roop and Anupam met. Mahaprabhu wanted to embrace them, but Roop Goswami and his brother, running away. Don't touch Prabhu. We are now Mohammedan Muslims. And in the society of Muslims, we have become so much Muslims. So don't touch. We are untouchable. And Mahaprabhu was telling that, I want to touch you for Krishna Bhakti. And he ran away and he embraced them. And there, what he did for so many days, here it is written. Mahaprabhu, he was very worried for Sanatan Goswami, Roop Goswami. Mahaprabhu told him, don't be worried. He is in the way and he has come out from jail. Very soon he will meet me. And then Mahaprabhu gave his remnants through his servant. Then both came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu was teaching, giving his whole mercy to Roop and Anupam. 19 Parichet Madhya Leela 115. Rupa Goswami Shiksha Karan Shakti Sancharya Krishna Tattva Bhakti Tattva Rasa Tattva Prant Sab Sikhaila Prabhu Bhagavat Siddhant. Have you? 19
yes.
Chapter on
yes.
115.
Hmm?
Sab Sikhaila Prabhu Bhagavat. What is the meaning?
Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela chapter 19, text 115, translation by Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, Krishna Tattva, the truth about devotional service, Bhakti Tattva, the truth about transcendental mellows, Rasa Tattva, consummating in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Also, Raramananda Pase Jato Siddhanta Sunila Rupe Kripakari Tansa. What he has discussed with Srila Raramananda on the bank of Godavari, all things top to bottom. With explanation, he gave in the heart of Rupa Goswami. How he gave? Rupa Goswami heard it. Like Brahma heard from Narayan, Chatushloki Bhagavat. But he was not realizing. So he told to Rupa Goswami all these things. But how to realize all these things? Oh, Mahaprabhu gave his hand. Gave his lotus feet on the head of Rupa and Anupam. And thus, from his body, this power came automatically. And he realized what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told. All words he realized. Like he told that, the love and affection of gopis to Krishna. You should realize. And what became? At once he realized. We can tell so many tattva, but not with a realization. Only Mahaprabhu can tell. Sometimes North can tell. Sometimes Rupa Sanatana, they can tell. Not all can come. So he inspired with his energy. Energy came through the body and hands and from feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He realized everything. Rupasudaya Prabhu Shakti Sancharila. What? Shakti Sancharila? What meaning?
He invested his potency in Rupa Goswami.
That at once he should realize all these things. I may tell you that don't take sweets, otherwise you have sugar disease.
Diabetes.
But I cannot overpower you. Empower you. All are independent. But Mahaprabhu is whole self. He can empower. So he empowered. And thus they realized both, all these things. Sarvatattva nirupiya pramin karila. And he, what?
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Rai and duly empowered him so that he could understand them. By entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truths. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agreed with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Sri Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Also, he met after that in Kashi, Dashwashamedh Ghat to Sanatana Goswami. Here also he stayed so many days and he did same thing to Sanatana Goswami. So they are high class of disciples of two of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Really they were. So they're very experienced, so much realized. Then all these things had been written by Kavi Karnapur. Who you know? Kavi Karnapur? The son of
Sivananda Sen.
Oh. He was the what? No. Sivananda Sen. Oh, he was from Bengal. One of the highest class of devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to guide all the Gaudiya Vaishnava to Jagannath Puri, taking all responsibility. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu rebuked a man and gave him one stick on his head, kick, or with his feet. But even he was so tolerant, he tolerated. But his wife was so much upset. But even after that, Nityananda Prabhu became so sympathetical to him, so merciful to him. So his son was Kavi Karnapur. In childhood, he was not speaking anything. His father brought him this baby and he kept it in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told that you should speak something. Hari bol, hari bol. Krishna, Krishna. But he was not. Then he was Sarup Damodar or anyone he asked. Why? I have made all whole world hari bol, Krishna bol, Krishna bol, and this boy is not done. Then what? He told. So he thinks that this name is very mysterious. Hidden mantra. So he's not. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his toe in his mouth and he was shocking. And at once now, you should speak something. And he began to speak so high class of Sanskrit slok with very difficult meanings, with so much ornamented language. All were very. He has written after that Vrindavan, Ananda Vrinda Champu, and so many books. He was very near dear, very learned. He has written about these things, about Rup Goswami. What he has written? Priyas Sarupe, Daitas Sarupe, Premas Sarupe, Sahajabhirupe, Nijanurupe, Prabhurukarupe, Tatanurupe, Swabilasa. Glorifying Rup Goswami. Who is Rup Goswami? To Mahaprabhu. What relation is there? So he has telling. What he has telling? The meaning?
Text 1:21. Indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar, was an exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed all the principles enunciated by the Lord, and he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literatures.
Now you should prepare for drama. And here I will explain all these things and how they used to do bhajan in Vrindavan and their speciality, especially of Rupa Goswami, will glorify tomorrow. So, one kirtan, who will do? You are going to author your
Hare Krishna, there is an announcement by Samrani Didi and some more devotee has requested for initiation. So they can register their name with Sripad Aranya Maharaj or Samrani Didi or Sripad Pundarik Prabhu or Brajanath Prabhu. And fire sacrifice will be take place here day after tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Monday.
Manu
was reading all books and he was very attached to this book. And he wanted to some
bring books. According to the argument of Mayavada philosophy, but the devotees there, Mayavadi, they took off. So he was worried. But Kuresh told that, I remember all I have read. Then Ramani told that, you should write down. So he wrote down all the books. So Ramani became very happy. In so many ways, he has served his Gurudev. Always gave him up his life and soul for Gurudev. So Ramanuja has also so much affection for him. And you know that how Kuresh took the form of his Gurudev and went to that Chol Naresh. And Chol Naresh strictly took off his eyes. But he was not lamenting as he is lamenting here. Never. He was very happy that I have served my Gurudev. So he was happy. Though blind, but never I told, oh Gurudev, what happened to me? I am very unlucky that my eyes are. Never. So you should not do like that. He was very happy that I have served with my life and soul with my eyes. And then he was coming and he was thinking how to meet my Gurudev. And then, anyhow, luckily he went to that village where these very wealthy and poor disciples were there. So when Ramanu sent messenger, his one disciple to the wealthy person, he became very happy. But he was never caring, the disciple, his god brother who brought the message. And he never cared for it. He began to prepare for his Gurudev, but not caring this disciple. So the disciple returned back to Ramanuj. And Ramanuj knew that, he is not guilty, but anyhow he is not giving proper respect to my disciples also. So he went to poor without any invitation or without giving him any
advance notice.
No, without notice, with more than 100 disciples went there. And that lady, a Brahmin, his disciple, was out in begging. But today he has nothing, no begging. And the poor lady has nothing to cover his body, one worn and torn some cloth. So when Ramanuj came without notice and knocked the door, I am Ramanuj. Oh, Ramanuj, my Gurudev. She opened the door, but she was like naked, old and torn cloth. Ramanuj at once, he looked another
direction,
and he gave, I threw out his, you should. And she wrapped it. And then, Ramanuj was sitting. He never told that, you should give proper food and never. Gurudev, you should. He gave some mats anyhow to seat them, and they were sitting. Gurudev wait a little. What we have, we are going to prepare. So she was thinking, and at once she remembered that this lusty, bogus merchant has so much lust and he has bad eyes on me. At once, what is the use of chastity if I am not serving my Gurudev? And he thought, I will die, this body will die. They say nothing. I am separate from this. I know from my Gurudev. So why not to serve my Gurudev? She at once went there and told, I want to, with your proposal, please help me for paraphernalia, atta, ghee, chini and all other things. I want to serve my Gurudev. He became very happy, that bogus person, lusty person. He gave all this she wanted, that in night you should come to me. at once. He gave so many things, and she took and prepared in so many various ways, and he pleased his Gurudev by offering all prasadam to him. And when Gurudev was satisfied, he knew everything, past, present and future he knew. He knew that, oh, this is the thing. But anyhow, he was concealing this fact. And he was taking Vishram. In the meantime, his husband came. And how you, what you did? Oh, now they are taking prasadam. After that, they are resting. Oh, you don't be nervous. I've done everything. You can go and now serve him. Oh, how you did? Oh, I'm coming and telling you. And then she came. And again he came, then he told the whole history. And then he became very happy. Oh, really, you are more advanced than me. You can serve your Gurudev. I could not, but you have served. Oh, I must take you there in the night. I will help you to go there. And he took an umbrella and took his wife on his shoulders, and he went there in, oh, heavy rain, cold night. And he went and gave some prasadam, and he, taking prasadam, it was so powerful that he was changed in a moment, and he begged forgiveness. He was totally changed. Who brought you? My husband. Oh, your husband? Then he became very humble and prayed. I want to just go to your Gurudev. And she took that wealthy, lusty person. Now he was changed. And when came to Ramanuj, oh, Ramanuj sprinkled his mercy. And then he became a very high class of devotee. He initiated him. And in the meantime, Kuresh came. Ramanuj knew that, oh, my Kuresh is coming. Then he became happy. And he embraced him, Ramanuj, to Kuresh. Your eyes should come out at once. And at once, in a moment, his eyes came out. And he fled on the lotus feet of the Gurudev. And then they again, oh, began to preach here, and then, and the Chol Naresh, what became? He has like leprosy or anything.
And so much warm on his neck.
And so much warps here, there. And he was dyed in all these things because he had aparat. And he dyed. Then Ramanuj again came and preached the philosophy of Vaishnavism. That Lakshmi Narayan, we should do upasana. Same Krishna, but something is different in love and affection. So Ramanuja Acharya ki
jai,
Kuresh Acharya ki
jai.
We know that our Gurudev is like Kuresh was. He also did like this. He took the form of his Gurudev. He dunned and sannyas and everything. And he gave his white dress to his Gurudev. And he served his Gurudev. Oh, very long story, I will tell another time. So, Kuresh ki jai, Ramanuja Acharya ki jai. All the players ki
jai.
Go and also to what?
Vajandanandan
Prabhu ki jai. Go.